Kansas City, this NFL's best defense, digging in.
We're a successful defense because we're well coached. You know, we're not just 11 guys just going there, running around, trying to hit everything. You know, our coaches harp on knowing the playbook, studying your opponent, and they put us in great position every week. So we just bought all in, man, just studying that playbook, just gelling as a defense so we can play as one on the field. That's what makes us better than the previous years.
Who got the bat, you?
I got the bat.
We're going to switch it off if they go like this.
To be honest, practice is a game, man. We play 3 games a week. We feel like, you know, that's what makes us strong for the fourth quarter. You know, coach is always throwing plays to try to beat every coverage that you run just so you can see it and can just adjust to it when we do come on Sunday. And that just, like I said, goes back to, man, great coaching. This staff just took us to a whole new level. Everybody buying in. Chemistry is getting better every week. So every week, this defense is getting better and better.
They ready for us, DJ.
We have 11 playmakers on the field at all times. We trust each other. We never try to make someone else plays to get us out of position. And if we do get a chance to make a play, best believe we're going to make it. You know, if one guy slips up, I guarantee it's another chief helmet right there to replace him.
I know,
we just
man,
have fun
I know.
Backing each other up and laughing. Just having fun on the field, man.
Let's go, Ty. Let's go, Paul. This is what we made plays at, bro.
We definitely appreciate the offense always having us in the lead in the fourth quarter, coming to these drives like that, and we just feel as a defense.
Don't give no hope, bro.
Offense, you got us here. The game got to come through us. We just got to finish. Everybody has that eye of the tiger. You know, that last two-minute drive, the last drive of the game. If it come my way, I'm going to make that play. And it happens every time. We don't let each other down. We have to keep it going. It was 3rd and 3. You know, we switched up a call. We knew they was going to try to run pick routes to pick our man coverage. Harry Berry came like a lightning bolt to hit the running back. Running back made a great move to try to elude him. And I just knew it was between me and a first down marker. You know, I had to sell myself for the team. And I just went in, make a nice, pretty big hit on the sideline. You know, and I think it got our team wild up, our crowd wild up. We got off the field for 3rd down. It's nothing like that adrenaline. You know, when the impact makes the guy go back, you just hear all your teammates running, yelling, slapping you on the head. It's no better feeling. You know, that's what we live for out there on the field.
Let's go, Sean. Yeah, Sean.
That might be my favorite player, you know, to be around on his team.
I like Sean, bro.
He's just a guy full of excitement, always making everyone laugh around him off the field. So you think he's going to be that kind of joking guy on the field, but when he straps that helmet on, man, you don't want to line up in front of him. He'll pop you in the mouth. He can carry the ball, catch the ball out the backfield. He backs up his talk, backs up his game, man. That was one of the players you love to have on your team.
They throw a screen to Sherman. He's got one block now, two cuts left.
Sherman deserved it, man. I think that's his first NFL touchdown. He never wants the ball. He always trying to block for his teammates. He's one of those guys that don't care about getting the shine, the glory. So for him to even just show he can do his thing on the field, man, I like that.
Let go.
Man, that energy. You know, it feels like... No disrespect to the offense, but man, when we come on the field, it just feel like it's a defensive party, man. It feel like every stand just raised in their seats. They don't want to sit down while the defense on the field. They play the tomahawk chant. We just feel it in our pores, man, and just takes us to a whole new level. I guarantee, like, we're not just saying it just to say it, man. Them fans, they instill something in us when we on that field. That's why we fly around and just play hellacious football. Buffalo's a tough team with another mobile quarterback. You know, I feel like we done face mobile quarterbacks every week in this league. You know, just guys that can make plays. They're tough to beat at home. This is going to be a hard-fought football game. Their record might not tell, but it'll be one of our best tests, so I'm definitely looking forward to it. I probably only beat Buffalo one time out of all the years I've been here, and we played them every single year. So no matter what the record says, we know these guys. They know us like a division opponent. They're going to be up to try to knock us off, but we got to respond like we've been doing all year.